Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. Mirat Hashem, we're finishing today. We're holding at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Gemara was just discussing that wherever we finish reading the Parsha, that place in the Torah that we finish reading on Shabbos morning, from there, that's the point you read Shabbos Mincha. It's also the same point they read Monday, Thursday, and then it's the place that you begin the next Shabbos. So we're all used to that, because that is the halacha. And we're in the middle of saying, indeed, that fact. The Rabbi Zeira said two lines up from the bottom, Lamed Aleph and Beis. The halacha is Makom Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, the place where you end in Shabbos Shachris. Sham Karin, that's where you read the Mincha. It's read Mincha on Shabbos, V'Sheni V'Chamishi Monday and Thursday, V'Shabbos Haba and the next Shabbos. Gemara says Lema Lach K'Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir had this machlokes about this. Rabbi Meir held that you keep going further on Shabbos Mincha Monday and Thursday, keep going. So why didn't he just say it looks like Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you have to restate what the content of the halacha was? Because apparently people would often confuse them. They would confuse Rabbi Yehuda's and Rabbi Meir's position. So he had stated the actual fact. That's what it was. I don't know why people would change around this machlokas when the other machlokas. Maybe it was something that was had an unclear masorah to it, who said what, I'm not sure. Darabanim. Bryce says, Pasech v'roa golal mevarech v'chozer pasech v'kari. These are the steps to an aliyah. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that you open it. The person opens the sefer, I mean unrolls it. Enough to look at what he's going to read. Then he looks at it. Then he closes it. Then makes the bracha asher b'char banu. Then goes and opens it again and then reads. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. And this is what we seem to hold the halacha. Poseach v'ro mevarech. You open up, you look at it, you make a bracha with it open. The kori and then read. My time is Rabbi Meir. What's the reason Rabbi Meir says to not do that? K'de'ula, like Ula says, Amr Ula, v'mnei amru hakori v'tor lo yisayelim v'torgamon. Why did they say that the one reading the Torah should not help out the translator? Say he sees the translator is stuck. He shouldn't then start telling the translator what the translation is. Why did they say that? Today, Shlomo Yomer, Targum Kasuv Torah. People shouldn't think that Targum is written in the Torah. They see the Torah scroll open. They see a person as it is. It looks like he's speaking out of it and saying words of Targum. The people think that words of Targum are written in the Torah. Hakanami Soto over here, Kadei Shlomo Yomer, Brachos Kasuv Torah. People think the Birkas Torah are actually written in the Torah, which they're not. That's Rabbi Meir's idea, why you have to close the Sefer Torah first before making the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, Targum ikal amitei. You can make a mistake with Targum and think it's in the Torah. It is, in the end of the day, a translation of verses in the Torah. Bracha is leik l'mitei. No one thinks that the bracha is the Birkas Torah written in the Torah. So he doesn't have to worry about this chashash. He can agree with Ula's reasoning by helping the Maturgamon and not agree with him by brachas. Amir Rabbi Zeira, Amir Rav, Masna. Halacha, halacha is posech v'ro mevarech v'kari. We do like Rabbi Yehuda said, that he opens up, he looks at it, makes the bracha with it open, and then reads. I blame Allah Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't you just say again, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum da'af chiluhu. Because again, apparently, this machlokes too, people were confused who had what shita. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rav Masa. Haluchos v'habimos em behem mishum gedusha. Now, this is being brought either because it's Rabbi Zeir in the name of Masa again, or it is somewhat kosher to what we spoke about in this parak, that items that are used in a shul or different mitzvahs have kedusha to them. So luchos and bimos, Rashi first says he doesn't know what luchos are. And then he says it might be some sort of platform that, it might be some sort of a cover, I should say, for svarim, that are svarim not made in a roll, they're made out of pages, and this type of cover for that they used to make. But others that learned that some sort of platform people stood on. Bimos is definitely a platform. Bimos is what they would make it for the king, Rashi says. In the ceremony of Hakel every eighth year, Moti Shemitah, Moti Yom Acharon Shel Chag. So these things, Ein Behem Mishum Kedusha, they do not have Kedusha to them. Yeah. Now, they bring over here that, Tosis brings over here, not Tosis brings over here. There are people who say over here that it has a certain type of Kedusha, but not another type. I'm trying to this quote here on the page somewhere. Sorry, I just lost it. Okay, I don't know where the quote was. But some people say it doesn't have the kedusha of an item that did a mitzvah with, but I have kedusha of a shul. And the same is bottled to the shul, which is part of the shul, maybe. Yeah. Seder, we'll keep going for now. So that's what he says of kedusha. Amr of Shafti, Amr of Yochanan. Hagol of Sefer Torah, Torah Shemadino Atzfar. One who rolls a Sefer Torah should stand it up on the seam. What does that mean to say? Position it on the seam. Yeah, if you're rolling a Sefer Torah together, so the seam should be in the middle. And that's going to be the places where it's most stable. That means that one who is rolling a Sefer Torah should roll it from the outside, not from the inside, and when he tightens it, he should tighten it from the inside, not from the outside. So what's that referring to? Rashi explains the case is, first has a Sefer Torah on his lap, he's rolling it away, either away from himself or towards himself. Saying when he opens it, he should open it away from him, toward himself, and he start with it on the further part away from him on his knees, so to speak, and then come back toward himself. And when he tightens it, he also should go in that direction. He should roll it outward, towards his knees. Rashi says the reason for that is that people should see in the end where he read, and it's kind of like a hagbo of our days. It seems people would see it when he's done. Here's the Gemara. For Amar Shafti Amar Yochanan Asar Shekara B'Torah. 10 people that have read the Torah in the shul. Hagadol Shebehem Golo Sefer Torah. The greatest one of them does Galila, is what the Gemara says. Probably refers to a hagbo. He's the one who closes it up. Hagolel notel schar kulon. The one who rolls it up gets all the schar of everybody. I, the Amir Rabbi Shimon Levi, said, Asar Shekar B'Torah, Golo Sefer Torah, Kibol Schar Kulon. Right? 10 people read in the Torah, so the one who rolls it up gets the schar of everybody. Gemara says, Schar Kulon, Salgadayti, Chavitin gets everybody else's schar. I mean, to say they don't get any schar, he takes their schar. He takes their reward. Elo, what does it mean? Ema Kibol Schar Kenegin Kulon. He gets as much reward as corresponds to everybody else. They say the same statement, by the way, the same back and forth in Gemara Brachos about the first 10 that come to Shul, that make the minyan. Gemara first says they get schar kulon, says you really think it airwells the schar, and says maybe the schar connects everybody else. It's a very interesting parallel being made over here to one who does hagba and the first 10 people in a minyan. But Amar Shafti, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mimnayin, Shemishtamshim, Babaskol. How do you know you can use a baskol? So the clear from Rashi over here, it doesn't mean like the baskol we're used to reading about. A heavenly voice. It means a voice, you don't know where it came from, a thought that dropped into your mind. How do you know you can go with that? Thought tells you, do this, you should do it. Your ears will hear something from behind you. The remnants of this idea. Claymore, to say, right? And that this pasuk in Yeshaya, now, and really the end of the pasuk is that the voice will say, this is the derech you should go on. So Yeshaya seems to be saying it's okay to do that. But the Gemara does have some conditions. This is only when you hear the voice of a man in town or the women in the field. So Rashi says those are uncommon. Women in the field you hear is uncommon. Women didn't go out into that type of place back in the day. It wasn't considered tsinua. A man in town, maybe the word is that there's noises, regular noises in the town. You wouldn't often hear a man's voice clearly in the town. So you're hearing a clear voice in one of these places. And also the voice must be repetitious. Yeah, yeah, or no, no. Anyone who reads Chumash, reading Psukim, without a tune, anyone who is learning Mishnayos without a tune, I love a Kasavara, about him it says, I've also given to them statutes that are no good. Yeah, this is a passage in Yechezkel that is seemingly a curse to the people that Hashem said, I give them statutes that are no good, and Mishpatim lo yichvi ahem mishvavim they can't live by. So just first off, it seems to me they learned Mishnayos with a tune. Tosfos brings over here that that's the way they did it, and it would be remembered better like that. There's a certain tune to Mishnayos. So it's saying over here this pasuk can be implied that they're treating the Torah in a way that it seems to them like it's not good for them. Whereas in Maskilo Abayim, Mishimdalay Adalu, Sumi Kala, but because he doesn't know how to sing Mishpatim Leichuam Karispe, you say he's reading Mishpatim that he can't live by? Elo Kidrav Misharshi. So Abayim doesn't learn that is, it's not such a strict thing. Maybe he agrees indeed he should use a tune, but it's not applicable, this Pasik, to such a person. It is rather the Pasik is to be learned like Rav Misharshi. To Amar, he said, Shnei Tamil Chacham Hayoshim Bir Achas. Two Tamil Chacham that are sitting in one city, they don't have a discussion in halacha with each other. About them, the verse says, by them, says that Hashem says, I gave to them chukim that are no good and mishpatim that they can't live by. Right. So why is that better? Actually, Rashi over here is silent. Rashi didn't say anything. They do bring over here. Yes, one second. Bring over here that this pasuk in Yechezkel is a list of a bunch of averus that Kol Yisrael did, and Over here, because a proper discussion of Torah is a proper thing, a person has to do like the correct psach halacha, so they're going to get to chukim lotovim, they're going to get to mishpatim lechem, they're going to paskin wrong. That fits better, that's what Marsha brings. Yeah, if that's going to be a problem, that's why the pasuk is more applicable to them, according to Abaye. Yeah. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha'ochei sefer Torah orim. Anyone who holds a sefer Torah orim, meaning to say without the covering, or, you know, right, Rashi learns below mit pachas, aviv sefer, without the gartel that was on the sefer Torah, or the covering, nikfar orim, who'd be buried naked. Where it says orim, sagadaitach, buried naked, I mean, a person always has shrouds. Elayim nikvar orim below mitzvahs. He'll be naked, is it, meaning to say, without any mitzvahs. Below mitzvahs, hagadaitach, well, he loses all his mitzvahs because he did this one avera. Averas don't cancel a mitzvah. He's still a very good thing he did. Elamar abayi nikvar orim below osa mitzvah. He will not have this mitzvah. To me, that means the kriya of Torah that he did, he won't have schar for that. He won't have the information or the elevation that you get from learning Torah. That Torah session will be a problem that it won't work for him because he didn't show the proper kavod to the Torah when he learned it. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Bered Rabbi Yanai Sapo, says Rabbi Yanai, who was the son of the elder Rabbi Yanai, Mishmed Rabbi Yanai Rabba, who was the son also of the elder Rabbi Yanai, the great, yeah? So his grandfather was the great Rabbi Yanai. He said, Mutav tikol hamit pachas vayigal sefer Torah. Better that you should roll around the covering and not roll the sefer Torah, meaning to say the sefer Torah should be stationary in one way or another and the covering wrapped around it. Rather that the covering be stationary and Sefer Torah moved about to fit it properly. Now it goes back to quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Vaydaber Moshe Esmoa De'Hashem Al-Bnei Yisrael." Moshe spoke to the holidays of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah and Shiukar No Son Kol Echa Ve'Echa Mizmano. It's a mitzvah to that each one is read in its time. Tanur Abanit Moshe Tikin the Hemli Yisrael Shiur Sholem V'Dorshim Be'Inon Shalom. Moshe was misakin to the Jewish people that they should ask and darshin about the inyan of each yom. On that day, Hilchos Pesach v'Pesach, Hilchos Pesach on Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres v'Atzeres, Hilchos of Shuas on Shuas. I'm not going to read the last few words, so everybody can make their own siyum. You read the last few words there. We're going to see what they are, though. There's a very interesting Rashi over here that I don't know what some of his expressions mean. He says over here, he says that that first off, the kash is coming from, why do I have to say Vedaber Moshe? Everything is Vedaber Moshe. Moshe always spoke, yeah? He's told the Israel everything. So what does it mean that he spoke over them, the Mo'adim Dafka? Yeah, so he's speaking to them about each Mo'ad, on each Mo'ad. Then Rashi says these words, Lo'odea chukei elokim, to know the chukim of Hashem, the Torah of and his Torahs, probably means laws, the kibu v'kimu, Rashi's seemingly clearly hinting at the drasha we had before about that kibu mashikimu v'var, a new Ma'an Torah, and also that it was Hashem accepted the holiday after we established it. Kibu v'kimu, kibu v'kimu, schar ha-mitzvahs, they accepted and they fulfilled the schar of mitzvahs aleihen on them. I don't know what that means. I don't know if I have to mekabel schar mitzvahs and what I have to what it is to mekabel schar mitzvahs. A lot of interesting expressions in this Rashi here. And on their children, b'zev above in this world, lom haba. I don't know why he's mentioning lom haba. There's something very deep going on in this Rashi. I don't know how to explain it. And that's the end of the Masechta. Thank you very much for listening this whole way through. If you stayed with us. And the Mirtzah Hashem will hope to continue a different Masechta sometime in the future. Thank you.